Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Our warmish winter weather continues today as temperatures are expected to soar to around 50. But last year, on this day, Boston was digging out for more than a foot of snow, and the ski season was off to a great start on a week crucial to the industry business-wise because so many skiers are on vacation this week. What a difference a year makes. For the New England ski industry, the numbers say it all. At Sunday River in Maine today, only 47 of its 133 trails are open. At Blue Hills, just south of Boston, just 2 of its 12 trails are open. Reporter Nancy Cohen looks at how this year's dry and relatively mild winter is leaving the ski resorts heavily reliant on artificial snowmaking.
Skiers and ski slope operators in the Northeast almost have to be optimistic by nature. Yesterday, the temperature was in the 40s.
It's a very tough start to the season because of the weather.
Mike Mafira is the director of the Blue Hills Ski School.
We've got till the middle of March to, make it up. I mean, people can ski as long as there's snow on the ground.
Right now, there's no natural snow on the ground, but Blue Hills snowmakers worked long nights over the weekend to create enough snow to cover 3 out of 5 trails. Looking up the main slope, known as Big Blue, half of it is covered with snow, and half is bare ground. But no one seems to be bothered, certainly not Brian Reardon of Easton, who's getting on a ski lift.
It's like spring skiing. It's wonderful. And my 6-year-old is having a blast, no gloves.
Skiers and snowboarders here are loving the sunshine, but ski resorts need low temperatures to make their own snow and plenty of water. Blue Hills uses town water, which they pay for.
We've got 46 trails and over 200 acres open at this point.
That's Sunday River General Manager and President Dana Bullen, where they have plenty of water to make snow. Even though the snowfall is down from last year, Bullen credits Sunday River's ability to make enough snow for an early bump in business this year.
We have an incredible water supply here. Tag that in with the technology and the types of snow guns we've been using, and it's allowed us to have more open terrain than anybody else in the Northeast.
Back at Blue Hills, Mike Mafira says there's lots of time to make up for the lack of snow so far this season.
It's just one of those years, but it's early. It's early. You don't know what's going to happen come the end of December, January, and February. I'm hoping it gets cold and we get a lot of snow.
Spoken like a true skier from New England. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Nancy Cohen.